Do you have any Texas margarita?
We have a tea and we have a coffee.
Coffee and tea only? No absinthe?
No.
Okay, then I'll take a cafe latte with sugar, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's a desert for margaritas out here.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Who doesn't like restaurants, Frankie? Who? Who amongst us says, I want to eat at home 7 days a week?
Restaurant.
Restaurants where they make your food, delicious food for you and send it to your table. It's a whole thing is a nightmare. I'd rather pull my own teeth.
Yeah, I'd rather whip out the pots and pans.
Yep.
Make everything fresh.
I'd rather get a hard dick to the forehead than go to a restaurant.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
2:30 in the morning!
Cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, the wonderful Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. We'll get right back into Frankie B. I know you've been waiting patiently, or probably not, but that's... I'd like to think so. I'd like to think you're waiting patiently.
Waiting patiently.
You've been waiting patiently, but you only had to wait 30 minutes. So
that's
there you go. Yeah. All right. Before I do that, though, I wanted to get into two things. I know the coronation is like a month ago and all this other stuff. And just so you know, we got an email saying that it sounds like we're running old episodes, because some of the stuff we're talking about in the news is like weeks old. Just so you know, Chrissy and I are actual human beings. And
this is not a live daily show.
This is not a live daily show, number one. And maybe someday it will be, but it's not now. And additionally, we would like to take some time off eventually. We do 150-odd episodes a year. And so we do take time off. And in order to take that time off, we do have to record ahead so that we have episodes we can do. So I hear you. Some of the news, we don't talk about news that's really timely, but like when we're talking about the coronation or something
like
that.
Well, you heard it here last.
Yeah, you heard it here last. Don't expect a fucking thing as far as facts are concerned here. Don't get your news here. That's it. So when we're talking about older things, just have fun with it like we do.
We're just ruminating on it.
That's it. We're jumping on what we see right now. There's two things that happened at the coronation that make me think that the entire earth is now gone absolutely insane. It's like a collective madness we all have. And it seems like everybody has a conspiracy theory about everything. For no reason whatsoever. It makes no goddamn common sense. And here's proof. People think that Meghan Markle actually showed up to the coronation in disguise. That she was either invited or snuck in. First of all, you can't sneak into the coronation.
No.
That's not happening. Second of all, I don't think that the king or anybody around him, his handlers, would allow Meghan Markle to show up in disguise.
Why would she want to?
Yeah. Well, she doesn't want to, but then on top of that, if she's going to show up, that's really good news for the royals as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
It seems like things are smoothing over. Meghan Markle is a very popular character, very popular personality, and so they would want to show that everything's okay with Meghan and she showed up.
Yeah.
So let me show you this picture, and I'm going to ask Morgan to get this picture and put it up here while we're talking about it on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Look at this guy. Sitting, let me show you the picture here. Look at this picture. I know it's funny.
That does, in fact, look like a disguise.
It does look like a disguise, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It does look like someone made him up in a makeup shop. He looks like...
I mean, let me see that again.
His hair is definitely a wig. His mustache is probably also a wig. But that looks nothing like Meghan Markle.
No.
No, they couldn't make Meghan Markle look that old.
It could be somebody else, though, disguised.
It is somebody else, but not disguised. His name is like Sir Callahan O'Hallahan or something like that.
He's
a big wig. He basically is a musician. He's a composer who wrote music for the coronation. But the internet is not convinced. Here's a picture of him outside the palace a year ago. Oh, in 2015, excuse me. He's the same guy. He doesn't look any different. He actually looks like a human being that did not put on any makeup. So
he just got some shaggy hair.
The internet has no chill, and I wish it would just have a little bit of chill. Guys and girls, probably mainly guys, you have nothing better to do with your time, nothing better to do with your time than make up weird conspiracy theories and throw them on the internet. Because, you know, I believe that some people who start these conspiracy theories are smart enough to understand that it's misinformation, and they're just, maybe even some of them are having fun with it. But when it gets around to the real, you know, like the Maury Povich watchers of the world, they're going to believe anything you put in front of them. So let's be mindful about how many conspiracy theories we throw out there.
Focus on something else.
Second, people took a picture. It's obvious that there is a balloon floating in the sky, and now they're saying that there was a UFO over the coronation. When blown up, it's definitely a balloon that got loose, and you can imagine there were probably a few balloons that got loose at the coronation. And people are being so fucking stupid. Come on, guys. I believe in UFOs, too. I think they're out there, and I think the government may not be telling us as much as we would like to know, but I'm not going to stress about it all day long because it's not something I want to stress about.
It's not productive.
Quite frankly, I want to be the last one to know aliens are here on Earth. Because it scares the holy shit out of me. And I think they already are here on Earth. They're called palmetto bugs, and I hate them. And they don't die, and they're smarter than us, and they always seem to show up at the wrong time at the wrong place.
They got those antennas.
Yes. And the birds are real, guys. The birds are real.
What does that mean, birds are real?
Oh, Chrissy, I don't even know if I can get into this. I don't want to get flagged by Spotify or something.
Okay,
Let me tell you this. There's a guy who started a conspiracy theory, I think pretty jokingly, but, you know, a lot of people believed it, that the governments around the world have been taking the birds, capturing them, killing them, and then putting drone bodies inside of them so that they can keep an eye on all of us. So what you're seeing actually is like a stuffed bird. It's stuffed with a drone.
I just got it. I got it in my head. Hold on. We should start a conspiracy theory.
Okay.
Do you know what it is?
What?
That the commercial break is good.
Yeah, there's one. Let's start a conspiracy theory that I mysteriously disappeared, and that's why old episodes are running on the commercial break, because Brian has been kidnapped.
We snuck into the coronation. Yeah, that's what it was.
That's right.
That was you.
I've been kidnapped by big podcasting and put away in a...
Drone birds took you away.
I knew too much.
They came, picked you up.
That's right. I got on the
dropped
inside.
Dropped you off at the coronation. You put on that disguise. There you go.
Big podcasting is behind all of it. I knew too much. They
had
to get rid of me.
Dark podcasting.
That's right. Dark podcasting. So fucking stupid. It is so fucking stupid. What does Trump call all the people up in Washington? He calls them the cesspool or the whatever he calls it. I don't know what he calls it, but we're like that. Of the podcasting world. So there you go. All right. Now, internet, get some chill. Now I'm going to not chill on the internet. So there you go. It's my right. My right as a podcaster to do that. As a white guy with a podcast, it's my right to not chill on the internet. All right. Frankie B told us about a month ago about the girls and what they should do with their dating profile. Now he's back and he's doing us all a favor by sharing what the guys should do with their dating profile.
Similar.
Very similar.
Similar to what the girls should do. But we all know about girls.
Attention spans. They don't have one. Yeah. We all know about the bird brains of the women.
I know. He's so bad.
He's so bad. So far, what we've learned is the same thing we learned in the women's video, which is make sure you have the best, most attractive profile picture ever.
Wear an overcoat.
He told guys how to dress. And then he also reminded us that you should never take pictures from the shoulders up, always from the neck down.
Yes.
Because we want to see your tits. Basically, that's how that goes.
We want to see your body.
So Frankie is in the middle of, he was about to show us something actually.
Oh yeah,
on the
he
last
pulled out
episode.
His phone.
That's right. So
he's also, just so in case anybody didn't catch the last one, he's also using transition noises now. that make no sense.
Not only is he using transition
and
noises,
a laugh track.
He's using our transition noises, the same ones we use here at the commercial
There's
break.
The conspiracy.
That's it. The big podcast, dark podcasting, dark podcast money all over the place. $2 million worth
of dark podcast energy.
$200,000 worth of dark podcasting money.
It's being funneled into our makeshift studio.
Being funneled from the Rothschilds right into our makeshift studio.
With cords running everywhere, we have no idea where they go.
No clue. But it doesn't matter because, you know, Bill Gates set it all up for us. So we're good. This episode's definitely getting flagged, but that's okay. Every once in a while, you got to have some fun. TCB. Hey you, guess you. I hate to interrupt all the fun, but I just want to remind you that tcbpodcast.com is where you find all the audio and the video, plus you can contact us to get your free 21 EPM sticker. Just go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, tell us you want a sticker, drop us your address, and off we go. Plus, you can write to us at 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. For all of our international listeners, we'll pick up the toll. Go ahead and text us. If you have comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all at 855-TCB-8383. If you want to view The Commercial Break in a whole new light, go to youtube.com/The Commercial Break to see the fully edited episodes. You'll love it or your money back, I promise. While you're at it, hit us up on Instagram at The Commercial Break and TCB Live on TikTok. So let's take a minute to hear from our sponsors and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
TCB.
Without further ado, I was trolling on the internet,
as
I do like to do. Part two of Frankie and his advice for dating app profiles.
Dose.
From here up, why? Because they're hiding something. Let me show you something. And this just actually came into my phone a couple of minutes ago. Now,
breaking news. He's actually going to show a woman on Tinder.
Oh, my God.
He's going to show his Tinder profile and a woman he's swiping on. Yeah, Frankie, you can't call people out like this. Only we're allowed to do that, dude. Only we're allowed to take random people from the internet and put them on blast.
Here's a girl who reached out to me. Now, let's look at her photos. See these photos? Look at that. All these photos. See that? Everyone.
I cannot believe that she was... that he's showing her personal profile.
No, and that wasn't blurred out or anything.
No. Hey, Morgan, blur that out for us, please, because that girl doesn't need to be on blast like that.
That's
and I know that Frankie only has 140 viewers per episode that he puts out, but I still think that's a little, it might be taken a little too far, Frankie. You don't call somebody out because you think they're fat and they're not showing you the right pictures, and then she reached out to you, and then you put her on your videos? Uh-huh. Dude, I know you're watching The Commercial Break because you're taking our transition noises, and I got to tell you, that part, not cool. In all seriousness, not cool.
No.
From here up, why? I need to see full body shots. And if you're a guy, you need to...
I need to see your vagine.
I need full body shots.
I need to see whether or not you're dealing. We're dealing with a major...
Wow.
Labia or a minor labia. That's what I need to deal with.
Nickel size or quarter size.
Yeah, you got quarter size nipples? What's going on over there?
Almost the same. Your body is what your body is. You can't hide it. Because eventually, if everything goes well, you are going to have to see that girl.
And so, I'll reject you.
Yeah. I mean, wow, Frankie. Sometimes I like it. And then sometimes
he can't hit new lows.
No, he can't. Yeah, he can. But listen, by the way, he's far from the worst trash on the internet.
Oh, I know.
He's just, I think he's just kind of
medium.
He's like a kind of a clueless dolt is what I see him. You know, he's kind of like a...
He's kind of a meathead.
He's a meathead. That's what he is. He grew up also in the 50s, 60s, 50s and 60s. So.
40s.
40s. 20s. We're not sure.
If you're not happy with your body, post them anyways, okay? I'm not talking nudies. I'm talking...
Nudies? Hey, we've got some new nudies down in the town square. Everybody gather. I just here got in from the U.S. Postal Express a new profile picture for a woman I've been talking to. She sent me a nudie.
A nudie. I'm not talking nudie.
A talking nudie. Hand-drawn. Look at her voluptuous bosoms. Oh, I could have ripped that garter belt off with my teeth, along with the chastity belt and the corsage.
Wow. Wow.
Link pictures of yourself so that woman could see what she's getting into. You know what? If by God's chance you are overweight and that blows it for you, it is what it is.
By God's
Don't
chance.
Shy away from
By God's chance. By God's hands, you became a fat ass. By God's fat-fingered, fat-faced, fat-fat, you became fat-fat.
Just put it out there so you can be rejected immediately.
Listen, on your profile, here's my advice. When you go to do your profile picture, the number one thing you can do is put the word fat as your first name. This is how you get things done in Frankie B's world.
Other pictures that you might want to post if you're a businessman, an entrepreneur, okay? You can show yourself.
Entrepreneur, Chrissy.
An action.
Entrepreneur. It's like an astropreneur, but it's an entrepreneur.
In what you do for a living, remember, that's going to attract a woman even more, okay? And then, you know, if conversation is directed only to what do you do? Oh, is that your building? Oh, what kind of car you drive? Well, okay.
Is that your building?
Hold on. He just said to post pictures
right.
where you show you're an entrepreneur.
Yes.
And then somebody asks about that, then that's a flag.
That's a red flag if someone asks you if you own that building?
Yeah. Posing in front of?
I stand in front of 121 Peachtree Street. I guarantee no one's going to ask me if I own that building. Or maybe they will. I don't know. Maybe I'm going about this all wrong. I just need to stand in front of the Disney World sign. Entrepreneur. Just picked up Disney. Just wrote a check for Disney.
Shy away from that because, again, women in the age bracket we're seeking, they're seeking security. They need a man in their life. They don't want to work the 9-to-5 anymore.
They don't want to work 9-to-5. They want you to work 9-to-5, and they want to sleep with the pool boy while you get increasingly distant and angry. We can ignore our relationship problems for the first 6 months and then get married and grow slowly sour with each other. You know how it goes.
They don't want to cut their own grass. They don't want to shovel their own snow. All right? They're looking for that secure man. All right, we need to post some more pictures because we've only got two. We got to continue the lifestyle.
Is that really pissing me off?
Yeah, he's got it.
Frankie.
Frankie.
Call me before you use that noise. Like, let's agree on a noise together or something, at least.
I'm still thinking about that women don't want to shovel their own snow.
Yeah, who doesn't want to shovel their own snow, Frankie? I don't want to shovel my own snow. I don't get snow, but if I did get snow, I wouldn't want to shovel it. I'd pay the kid next door to do that. What am I, 12?
Life. If you're a golfer, throw a golfing picture on there, bowling. Go ahead. Do that. Show that you're active.
Bowling
lifestyle. Do you?
Nothing says hot stud like bowling. Nothing gets the panties wet like bowling. Panty puddle.
I guess you could show a picture of like you know your move, where you can show an ass shot.
You can show an ass. Okay.
Maybe that.
Yeah, you get like that backswing with the
showing
ass.
A strike. Yeah.
No one fucks with the Jesus.
workout, there's nothing wrong with having a picture of yourself doing a workout. Because, you know, women who actively work out, finding a man who works out is very important.
Quit, Brian, take
to
a
them.
Picture of me.
It's
I'm
a
about
lifestyle.
To do it.
I'm just
spot
taking a,
me.
Right on your tits.
Spot me.
I just take a picture of your
spot
tits.
Spot me as I
lift. Oh, yeah, I'm going to spot you.
As I lift up, snap the picture, and get my tits.
Did I tell okay. you, like, I joined the football team for, like, one quarter of a day when I was in high school, and I couldn't hack it. I just couldn't handle it. Uh-huh. It was too much work and stress.
You do weightlifting.
For me. But we went into the gym for the second part of, yeah, of training, yeah, and then the guys were all like, I'll spot you, bro, I'll spot you. And I was doing like 50-pound presses while those guys were like 250, yeah, right? But I was doing these 50-pound presses, and there was this guy, and he had his like little short shorts on. He was like, his nuts right over my face. I'll spot you, bro. And I'm like, I don't want to look at your nutsack. That's really fucked up. But all of them were doing it. You
take
know,
a picture
all,
quick.
Yeah, take a picture quick of your nutsack. Luckily, back then, you would actually have to take a picture, go to the local Walmart parking lot to get it developed at the photo finish or whatever.
Like, when I'm seeking a woman, she has to have my lifestyle. She has to work out, she has to eat good, and she has to be active.
Oh, we learned this on this and last one, too. She's got to work out, like, 6 times a week.
Yeah.
He was like, don't say you work out if you're only
working out 2 times
like
a week.
Two or three times.
Six
That's not
days
a workout.
A week.
6 days a week.
Yeah,
eating healthy.
Again, I save that for the kids next door. I don't need to work out 6 days a week. I'm not looking to buff up.
No.
You know, all these guys who are buffing up, you know, like buffing is becoming a big thing now. All these guys are buffing up don't realize that when they decide for 1 6-month period that they have had enough, like when they get dumped or they get fired from their job.
Or injured.
Or they're having a season in life like we all do. All that muscle is going to turn to flabby gabby, and you're going to have to then burn that off.
Drama free. But that's what they're looking for. So you should post a picture that you're, you know, that you're athletic and you believe in taking care of your body. You like restaurants? Have a picture of a nice restaurant.
Who doesn't like restaurants, Frankie? Who? Who amongst us says, I want to eat at home 7 days a week.
Restaurant.
Restaurants where they make your food, delicious food for you and send it to your table.
Bring it to you.
It's a whole thing is a nightmare. I'd rather pull my own teeth.
Yeah, I'd rather whip out the pots and pans.
Yep, that's right.
Make everything fresh.
I'd rather get a hard dick to the forehead than go to a restaurant.
I love that he says take a picture at a restaurant.
Take a picture at the restaurant.
Thank you. Okay, so
hey, do me
so
a favor. Excuse me, ma'am.
It's basically Frankie's intro video is what you should have for your profile pictures. Am I getting this right? Lifestyle.
Fitness.
Bowling.
Fashion. Fun. Grooming.
Bowling.
Yeah.
You know, take a picture of yourself bowling. Take a picture of yourself working out. Take your picture of yourself at a restaurant.
That's right.
Smoking a cigar.
Why not? With other beautiful women,
because right,
nothing attracts a woman like you making out with other beautiful women.
But not too many beautiful women, because then he doesn't know which one you are.
That's right. Especially if it's a... Frankie, you're so... Frankie, who doesn't like restaurants?
Show what you like to dine. A happy picture, a family picture. Pictures that you shouldn't post solely are your dogs, okay?
Again with the fucking dogs. What's the problem?
He has got a major problem with dogs.
Yeah, in most single
people. I think they bite him.
Most single people who have dogs consider the dog their companion. And having been there before, it's the most important thing in your life, if you're single and living alone, is the animal companion you have.
Yeah.
Understand if you want to show that you got animals, but make sure you're in that picture with the animal. Again, another thing I can't stomach is if I'm on a dating site and I'm trying to see more photos of that woman and she's got dogs and parrots. I can care less about the dogs.
I could care less.
He just did the chin.
Forget about it.
He did the chin.
He did the Sopranos move. Forget about it. He took his hand, he swiped it under his chin.
A dog, a parrot.
That's right. A gabagool. I don't care about your gabagool.
A gander.
I don't care about your dog. Cement shoes for your dog. I want to see more tit pics.
Paris, I came to see that woman, and that woman is coming to your dating site to see you. So again, use your footage wisely. Bam! You nailed it.
Jesus. Yeah. Got to give a little breath, a little beat.
Right. We got all the right pictures posted. You really got their attention. Now, what is that woman going to do? Well, now she's going to start reading about you. She loves the photos. You know, she couldn't take her eyes off of them. It's photo, photo, photo. She's looking. She's not reading. But, all right, we caught
overcoat,
her attention.
Overcoat, bowling, McDonald's.
Panty puddle. McDonald's. Bowling,
McDonald's.
Waffle House at 3 in the morning. Hey, Chef Boyardee, come here, come here. No, it's cool, it's cool. I'm cool. I'm gonna tip well. I make money, dude. I'm in advertising sales. I got like a savings account and shit. Hey, bro, listen, do me a favor. I know you're trying to make some smothered cover shit over there. They got this like whole place to fill. Do me a favor, take my phone. I want you to take 4 good pictures. And make sure you get this. Make sure you get the double triple chili turkey melt patty.
Dining. This is your dining.
Here, let
shot.
Let me take a bite.
Waffle House.
Waffle House.
Well, I'll take your pictures.
Waffle House. We'll ensure you don't get laid.
We'll take your profile pic.
Waffle House. Go ahead. Let them know. at Waffle House. Your last chance to show you're classy, you blew it. Waffle House. Your profile pictures aren't getting you laid. Waffle House. No one cares about the patty melt. Go to a park. Waffle House. The quickest way to dry up a panty puddle. I never forget. Sometimes I'd be hot and heavy at the club with somebody, and I'd be like, dun, yeah, dun, dun, dun. And then we'd get in the cab, and I'd be like, we should go to Waffle House. That was an instant boner killer. Bright lights, shitty music someone else is playing on the jukebox, food that you cannot eat without getting on your clothing. And at that point, you don't care. You're like, I just want to sober up just a little bit so the room stops spinning, and I want to go home, fart, and go to bed.
Waffle House, we've got your credit card.
Waffle House, we found your shoe in the bathroom. Waffle House, your friends are looking for you. Where'd you go? Waffle House, we see you meeting the cocaine dealer in the parking lot. Waffle House, don't worry, the police officer's not standing out front for you. Waffle House, you forgot to tell your cab you'd be eating in. I did that one time. I walked in to get to-go food. I ate the whole thing there. I turn around, the cab's still waiting for me. I was like, oh shit. It's like a $120 cab ride. By the way, rightfully so. Yes. The guy wasted his complete hour while I was sitting there making nice with the Waffle House waitress.
I think so. Now they're going to start reading up about what you're about, who you're about. What do you like to do in life? What are you looking for? What are you looking for in a woman?
Who you're about?
Mm. And what are you looking for in a relationship? All right, so you need to take time and be creative. Don't write a novel.
Lie.
All right?
Yeah. Be creative. What are you, writing a science fiction book? I mean, come on, be creative.
Get your desk.
Yeah.
Get to your desk.
But that is part of the challenge with these dating apps, I think, is that what Frankie is telling you to do is join the rat race, which is the part about dating apps that probably really does suck. It did when I was part of the dating world. The challenge is being part of the rat race. You have to make yourself look a certain way, and your profile has to say something interesting. And just the brain damage that goes into figuring that out, it's like doing your resume 30 times
in a row. It's
almost
easier to show the deer head.
I agree with you. Yeah.
This is who I am.
I just used to take
pictures.
And
then if you don't do that, then that's a bonus.
Yeah, that's true. If you don't do it, that's a bonus. But if you do it, that's a bonus too. They're both bonuses. I just used to take pictures of a young Rob Lowe and just put him up on my profile. I called myself Dave.
Straight to the punch of what you're looking for and what your likes are, okay? It's plain and simple. Don't get too crazy with it, but get directly to the point so they know exactly what they're looking
at. What is the point?
Yeah. What is the point? So tell us exactly what we should say. Get straight to the point. By the way, nothing you have said in this video is easy or uncomplicated. Nothing.
Our complete profile set up to the max. Great pictures, great verbiage. Congratulations. But now it's time to set the settings of what age bracket are you seeking out there?
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
There it is.
He's going to tell us he sets it between 40 and 60, but I'm guessing he sets it between 18 and 40.
Oh, I'm guessing 18 and 34.
You think 18 and 34? Yeah. That woman in the intro is any indication.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see her face, but you don't have a body like that at 45 or 55 years old. No.
Nope. Without surgery.
Unless you're Demi Moore.
Yeah, without surgery.
True.
A setting. What age bracket? So you're going to set that. And
you want to take your age.
Take your age.
Take your age, subtract 40.
Yeah.
And then divide by 2 and then multiply by 3.
Take your age, divide by pi. That's where you start.
All of us mature men out there, we are all seeking a younger woman. Within reason. Now, let's use a guy 60 years old. Now, a 60-year-old, a younger woman for a 60-year-old is going to be 50. You know, if you guys think that you're going to score these 35s and 40s and 45s, you're probably smoking crack cocaine. Can it happen?
Crack cocaine. Crack cocaine. Like you've never smoked crack cocaine, Frankie. Come on. You were alive in the 80s. What were you like?
Oh,
in your 30s in the 80s? Or 20s or something? I don't know.
And will it happen? Yes. But, you know, it's your chances are about that big. So you need to set realistic goals of the age of the woman that you're seeking. And I want you to be prepared for something. If you are a man in your 60s and you are going for a woman 10 years younger, you better be able to play the waiting game. Because that woman that you're seeking, if she's 50, she is seeking younger men, or men maybe a couple years older than her. You get the picture?
If you better get yourself mentally prepared for this. Now, let me explain.
First of all, get a prescription for Viagra.
Yes, and let me explain.
Go.
If you are looking for a woman, then the age range should start at 50. And be prepared for this, guys. If the lady is looking on a dating app, she's either looking for a guy younger than her or older than her, or the same age as her. I just want to prepare you for that. It could be anybody. And also, if you're setting your parameters at 50, don't say what I do. Don't do what I do. Set your age gap at 20.
Yeah.
That way, you know, the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned. That's right. He said that you have this much of a chance of finding a woman in their 40s when you're 60.
50s.
I don't think that's true. No, he said said there's that slight chance 30s and 40s, right? I actually think that it wouldn't be like a strange thing for
a 40-year-old to be with a 60-year-old?
Yeah, no, not at all. Number one. Number two, Frankie believes he's in that one.
He does.
That 0.1%, of course.
You guys aren't going to be able to achieve it. Yeah. I did.
That's right.
I can, but you can't. So
he's like the preacher up
set
there.
Set your expectations.
Telling you to give him his last dollar, and he's riding around in one of his 7 747s.
Yes.
Fuckers.
So if you are that older guy, you better be the exception to the rule. You better look better than any guy out
like
there.
Him.
You better
like
be
him.
In shape. Otherwise, it's going to be very, very difficult for you to grab that attention of the younger woman that you're seeking.
God, I wish I could see his dating profile.
Oh, man. We can find it. We
I
set
mean,
it
we
in
got
Chicago.
To.
Set it in Chicago. Let's make a fake profile. Let's say that we're X amount of years old.
Are we going to do this? We have to actually do it.
Put this in the treaty.
Well,
put this
nothing,
in the treaty. And what
nothing
we,
we've done in this
we
book
have
has
to,
come true.
We don't, well, that's why we have the book, so we can write it down. We don't need it to come true. But here's what I do advise. If we're going to do this, if I'm going to do this, if you're going to do this, if we're going to do this, we need to do this before this episode airs.
Well, what I would say to this is also get Fakey B to interact with Frankie B.
Oh, we could do AI.
But we're going to set Fakey B as Annie B.
Annie B. Okay. We'll figure the minutia
woman.
Out. Yes. Woman in her 50s, looking for man in his 60s in the Chicagoland, in the greater Chicagoland area.
Chicagoland.
Unless you're flashing a stack of thousands on the screen, okay? That's going to get...
That is not me, by the way. That is Frankie now making his show into the commercial break.
Attention. But back to reality over here, okay? So, again, going after that younger woman, it's going to take time, and you got to have patience because your window went from this big all the way to that big, because those younger women are rarely looking for
older, and any woman after 60 just
forget about
grave.
It. She's dead.
Grave digger.
She's dead. Grave digger. Head in that direction.
To the cemetery.
Move on, saggy tits. Jeez, I don't want anything to do with you.
Awful.
He's terrible.
They're guys. Get the picture? All right, so if you got patience and you don't get frustrated, wait it out. Will it come? It will. Now, just...
That's what she said.
Will it come?
And be patient.
Is it ever going to come?
Will it come? Yes, it will.
Is it ever going to come?
Yeah. Are you ever going to come? Or are we going to go an entire marriage without an orgasm? Come on. Just once. For me. Let's give it the old try. I'll hang in there for another 3 or 4 minutes.
Because you get a like on your dating site app, okay? Just because you get that like, it doesn't mean that conversation is going to carry. Women are like that. They'll go, oh, that's cute. Boom, they get a like. You get that like and you're all excited. You go, oh my gosh, she's just what I want. This is just the woman of my dreams.
But Jesus, you think this happened to him directly? I do. But wait, there's more. You got to check out this show on TCB, YouTube.com/the commercial break.
Oh, calm down, all right? Chill out. Because 9 out of 10 times, that woman's not going to reach back to you. So now, that window went from this big all the way to that big.
That big didn't look that big.
Yeah, and he keeps on changing. He's using his hand to show you the sizes of what your chances are of getting laid. And so he's saying, my chances are this big, your chances are this big. Her chances are this big. Their chances are this big. I'm having trouble keeping track of what's bigger than what.
Exceptions to the rules out there. Every once in a while, you're going to hear one guy, you know, on YouTube saying, yeah, I get all the young girls. I get them all.
John Anthony.
He's probably
John Anthony. That's right. Who he probably follows. Probably you know he does.
They're probably all in competition.
Yeah, they talk on a regular basis. Why do I have a feeling John Anthony is at dinner with Frankie somewhere? Yeah.
Shit, okay? Can he get an occasional? Yeah, but honestly, that's not gonna happen. Again, if you're looking for that younger woman, play the waiting game, stick to your guns, and then if nothing happens, that trend is probably going to continue. So then from that...
Stick to your guns. Make sure you have guns. Go to the gym 7 to 12 days a week. Yes, kiss them. Mwah, mwah. Show them your body. Joe, look at my body.
Point, you're probably going to have to up your age bracket. All right, that concludes the video. I hope these were helpful tips.
They were not, but thank you for the entertainment.
All of what you look for on a woman's site, once again.
So now we know it all. We know how you make them, we know how you break them.
Remember, you know, guys in their 60s, when they get thrusted into the dating scene, they probably haven't been there in years, and they forget what it takes to attract the woman of their dreams. So hopefully these tips help. My name is Frank Bernardo. I hope that you subscribe to this channel, and if you liked
the
video a thumbs up.
Oh, we love you, Frankie. You know we do. All right, a short but sweet episode of the commercial break. To wrap up, Frankie B's tips on how to make your dating profile absolutely confusing. So there you go. How to slim your chances of getting laid from this
to
down
this,
to this.
Yeah. To that, back to here.
Yeah, that's right.
And then another.
I don't do so good with sizes.
Listen, Brian, I can't remember what you just said because you know my attention span.
Your attention span. Women.
Women.
And their pea-sized brains. I don't know how you even live. I don't know how you managed to drive a car.
That's amazing.
It's like my mom told me. She said she was having a hard time following the lines of the road and the street signs at the same time.
Well, that's a sign you shouldn't be driving.
That's why she's not driving.
Yep.
That's why mom is not driving.
We had to take away the keys from Papa Joe.
Oh, you did? Oh, that's sad.
Not completely. Kelly just restricted him to the liquor store, the Publix.
What is he, 91?
He's 91.
He's 91.
He just turned 91.
Yeah, you can't be driving in 91.
He can just drive around the little radius, okay. Little circle.
Okay, good.
Liquor store.
Yeah, liquor store.
Publix. And Bojangles. That's Bojangles. What he wanted to do. That's what he wanted to
Listen,
do.
Listen, tell him to pick me up some Bojangles. Them chicken sandwiches are good. All right, tcbpodcast.com. That's where you go. Find out more about Chrissy and I. You can read all the show notes. Watch all the video, listen to all the audio. Most importantly, you could grab your 21 EPM sticker, 21 ejaculations per month. We've made a bumper sticker out of it. And if you put it on the back of your car, please send us a picture and show us. Lots of people have. And lots of people are getting their stickers by going to the website, hit the contact us button, send us your physical address. And if you'd like us to sign it, I know that sounds ridiculous, but people are asking, we'll be happy to sign it. What better things do we have to do? Nothing. So tell us to sign it and we'll do it. At the commercial break, at the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast, on TikTok, YouTube.com/the commercial break. That's where you find our fully edited videos every single time they air here on the audio feed. They are hilarious. Morgan does a great job with the audio, with the visuals. You got to go check it out. Some people say they prefer it to the audio version, and I say whatever floats your boat. 1-855-TCB-8383, 1-855-TCB-8383, toll free from anywhere in the world. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, that's where we're taking them. We always respond, we never spam. All right, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
I love you.
And I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.